Now, most trips to a petrol station involve the stress of avoiding overpriced pasties and trying to just put the right amount of fuel into the car without going over by a single penny. We've all been there, we can never do it. Imagine if you could just leave your car to refuel and pop into your local pub maybe for a soft drink while you're there. Visitors to the George Inn in Wedmore can now do just that, so long as you drive an electric car. Gordon Stevens is the landlord of the George Inn. Gordon, hi, morning.
Good morning.
So tell me about the new charging station and how it came about.
Well, we've got a couple of these charging stations now available in the courtyard car park of the pub. It was a suggestion originally by Wedmore Green Group that we should do a sort of joint effort together with an organisation called Zero Carbon World, who provide the units basically free of charge. We then pay for the cost of the installation and obviously the not insignificant electric costs these days of actually using the units.
Now, be honest here, is this about you being keen on green, or is it about the fact that these cars take quite a while to charge up and someone could be spending quite a bit of money in your pub?
Well, I think it is mainly a green thing. We've got a fairly sort of sound environmental policy that we follow anyway. Wedmore Green Group themselves are obviously very sort of pro such things. We are slowly greening the pub and aim to do, you know, more of that. We've recycled a lot of stuff and in fact featured significantly in a national magazine over the works that we did with the renovations here. So it does very much fit in with our policy of things.
So does that mean people could use the charging points without coming into the pub?
The principle of it basically is that people would come in. That's sort of pretty much in line with most other organisations providing them. But obviously we would look at it on a sort of case-by-case basis. If somebody, you know, popped in on the one-off and just wanted to use it because they were running short of a charge, of course we'd be happy to help them.
And realistically, do you think many people will use it? I'm not sure how many electric cars are actually on the roads at the moment, but I just wondered if it's a realistic proposition to think that even once a month it would be used.
I think looking at what Zero Carbon World have told us, it is something that probably will be used quite frequently, and indeed somebody has already used it since it's been installed. So I think it may be more frequently used than you or, to be fair, I initially thought. So yeah, I think it could be a good thing and help everybody out.
Have you got an electric car? Will it help you out?
I haven't, unfortunately. I live in the country, and for various pretty sound reasons, I've needed to have a 4x4 in the past. So at the moment, I haven't. It's something I'd consider in the future, though.
Gordon, thanks for joining me today. Gordon Stevens from the George Inn in Wedmore, who now have charging stations for electric